You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live for the Built for Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Rangers up 1-0 on the Washington Capitals. Islanders down 1-0 to the Hurricanes. Knicks up on the 76ers. We've got the Knicks and Islanders again tonight in two crucial Game 2 matchups. And, of course, you have the Mets and the Yankees, which have been put on the back burner here. And the only thing that just, the Mets going into L.A., I don't care about yesterday, them getting blown out. They won 2 out of 3 there. That was great. The only thing that is now frustrating is we get Francisco Alvarez, who is young star for them, energy now out until at least June, where he's got to deal with the thumb and the surgery and the tendons and all of that stuff.
Just remember, it's his catching hand.
Right.
So it's going to be 8 weeks. You know, these baseball players tend to, you know, They give you a time frame, and it's usually the farthest away. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly. And it's just really frustrating. And then we've seen this stuff before where guys will come back and then they're not the same, and it takes them a while to get their timing back and all this stuff. So, yeah, 6 to 8 weeks is not great. And then you get Brooks Raley, who is essentially your only effective lefty, or your best effective lefty, in the bullpen, who is now on the 15-day IL. Now, they did MRI. It looks to just be the 15 days, but once again, you never know. So there's just two unfortunate things as you go through this season of when you roll in, there's always a freaking curveball with an injury.
Yes.
Here or there. So you hated to see that, but yeah, I wasn't bothered at all by yesterday and them getting blown out. Didn't matter. The fact that they had a 6-game winning streak going into that. But hey, take 2 out of 3 now from the Giants and head back home with a tremendously successful road trip.
Hey, look, they got their season back on track. That's what they needed. They needed to get away, and they seem to be playing better baseball away from home.
Yeah.
I you know, and there's got to be something to that, and maybe that's...
Well, they started their winning streak at home.
I know, but it was kind of like it's the whole thing about the negativity of New York sports. But when you see Juan Soto at a Knicks game, you know, becoming a cheerleader.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not negative. You know, that's great.
Yeah.
That's what you want to see. I mean, and I remember the Islanders going, I mean, the Jets going to the Islander games.
Sure.
And all that other stuff. I mean, that's great when the crossover guys go to these games.
Yeah.
And get really into it. So I'm down with all this. I mean, it's great news. It feels great. And hopefully tonight the Knicks and I would say the Islanders basically fight their way, you know, continue to fight their way, and hopefully the Islanders steal one and the Knicks go up 2-0.
Yeah, I was thinking about what you said earlier about Soto and getting involved in the whole New York thing and how much he loves it and he was happy at the Knicks game, but when it comes down to it, with all the money that he has turned down throughout the years and Scott Boras being his agent, do you think something like that would be any sort of tiebreaker when it comes to where he's going to sign?
Dude, if they win the World Series this year, if they do, and they have a parade in the Canyon of Heroes, and he's on that first float, he ain't going anywhere. I'm telling you. I mean, he's a star right in the middle of his prime.
Yeah.
And he seems to be, you know, other than watching him when he was with Washington and a little bit with San Diego, I mean, he's a very likable guy. And you don't realize how much energy he brings each and every day.
Yeah.
At least that's what it looks like to me. It looks like he's off to like what I would consider a really good start in his Yankee career. And if they go on to win, and he continues to do what he's doing?
So just to counteract that. So back in 2019, he didn't win a World Series with the Washington Nationals. They offered him $400 million after that. It was the team that brought him up.
Dude, that's some balls right there.
And
man,
he turned it down.
You know what? You're going, hey, man, I'm better than that.
And he's been right about it.
Yeah.
But I just, I would love to think that going to a Knicks game, being at the Garden, looking at the Yankee fans out there, he's like, this is my home. This is where I want to be. The intensity of this place is perfect for me. But I think those days are over for a lot of these guys. Like, it's just like, hey, whoever's going to pay me the most, I'm going to go there.
Well, ultimately, that would be that's going to be the tiebreaker. But if you are a fan, I mean, if you're a player and you put yourself in that environment, MSG, and you feel the fan and you feel what it's like to win here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I never really got to feel that. But being a part of those 94 playoff runs by the Rangers and, of course, the Knicks, there was nothing quite like it.
Yeah. No, I know. But, I mean, it'll come down to... Now, if the money is the same, let's say that the Dodgers, because they're in on everybody, or the Giants offer the same amount of money as the Yankees.
Yeah, you're staying with the Yankees.
Then you're probably staying with the Yankees.
You have to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if, you know, when you think about it strategically and financially, you know, the Yankees got the last year of his deal. So, you know, they don't have to, you know, they're not locked into him for the next 8 to 10 years.
Yeah.
But he is right in the middle of his prime right now.
He is. And he, of course, has been tied to the Mets now for many years. That will be a fascinating bidding war, but he will 100% have both Hal Steinbrenner and
so
Steve Cohen involved in the offseason.
What happens if he goes on to have a career year and he has the AL MVP wrapped up? Then what? And they go to the World Series and they win.
Gonna have to give him a piece of the team. Seriously. I mean, think about the money that Shohei Ohtani got off of Tommy John surgery. Now, a lot of it was deferred.
You know what's amazing? I mean, there really is a wide gap when it comes to teams that can pay players and teams that can, you know, or can't or can't.
It's been the story of baseball forever now.
I mean, but I feel like it's so much more now. I feel like there's like 6 or 7 teams at the top and then everybody else below. Like,
yeah, I mean, the revenue sharing and the luxury tax has sort of suppressed a little bit of that. But you're still not getting the teams at the bottom spending. You know, what there really needs to be is a salary floor, not a luxury tax.
Well, that's the point. That's what the NFL has. They have a salary cap floor. So does the NHL. And that's why some teams take on bad contracts, because they just have to get to the minimum.
Yeah.
That's not the case. And plus, the other thing about baseball that I don't like is the fact that these players have got to play until they're 20, like Pete Alonso. I mean, he's making good money this year, don't get me wrong, but he wants long-term security. I mean, this should have been done 3 years ago or 4 years ago, as opposed to having to wait this long to finally get there.
Yeah, and then we've talked many times about the starting the arbitration clock when you do, and then some guys hit free agency like Juan Soto at 25, and some hit him at 30, 31, you know, depending on when you make it to the majors. If you go to college or not, it's not the perfect system for a Major League Baseball free agent. But these guys are still cashing in. At least the greatest players in the game are certainly still cashing in. Let's go to Joe in Point Pleasant. What's going on, Joe?
My man, boys, how are you? Thank you for taking the
call. What's up there, Joe?
All right, bro. Here's the deal. He'll never, 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 never sign with the Yankees.
Who, Juan Soto?
The man. Yes, he'll never sign with them. Because Judge is the man. What's going to happen is, and I'm a Met fan, what's going to happen is they're going to get rid of Alonso because he's going to look for big bucks, and they say, you know what? Alonso goes, and we sign Soto. Because of Judge, Soto will not be on the Yankees. Soto is the kind of guy that's the man on the team, and there's already the man on the Yankees.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's more because of Stanton's contract that if he doesn't end up signing with the Yankees, that's the albatross contract right there.
Of course.
Yeah.
But Joe, do you really think that Juan Soto is that type of guy that he... Like, doesn't it benefit him to have Aaron Judge in the lineup? He doesn't seem that petty at this point in his career where, like, if Aaron Judge is the captain, he can't be the man.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Is is when a really good ball player or a really good basketball player, anybody who's really good, wants the most money. Is it because he wants the most money, or is it a lot of ego involved too?
Well, there is a lot of ego involved.
I just can't see that
Juan Soto would leave the Yankees because Aaron Judge was there. I think those guys are getting along great. Here's the bigger issue. Is that Aaron Judge is Aaron Judge. He's the captain of the Yankees, and if Juan Soto stays, he'd be making more money than Aaron Judge.
So that would be the interesting thing. Yeah, but here's the thing. Aaron Judge recognizes that that has to be the case. In the eyes of the athlete, in the eyes of the MLBPA, the next athletes have got to get bigger contracts than the previous athletes.
Right.
That's the way it works, and that's what you want. And by the way, Aaron Judge is making more than enough money. He's making more than Stanton, who's making more than enough money. And at the end of the day, to me, it's really about Stanton's contract and whether or not the Yankees, you know, want to have like four guys on the team making $30 million or more. Maybe in this case, $40 million or more.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you'll have Gerrit Cole, you'll have Judge, you'll have Stanton, and you'll have Soto if they do keep him. But I'll tell you, you know, the other thing that they're probably looking at is attendance, you know, what's being sold, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. How do you make that money back? And also the way that the Dodgers did the deferments with Shohei Ohtani, I don't know if every player is going to want to do that, but that's a way to counteract having these $400 million players, $300 million players on your team at the same time.
Yep.
So maybe that's a route.
Well, the other thing, too, is that now I'm sure that I don't know. I haven't been there in a while, but I'm sure the food at Yankee Stadium is pretty expensive. Right?
I mean, yeah, of course.
Right. And the more food you buy and the more food that you pay for, there's a portion of your bill that gets raised as much on a percentage-wise of what you spend. And that is sales tax.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. And that's how the municipalities win. When you buy a lot of food and a lot of clothes and all that stuff, and the sales tax goes up and up and up and up and up and up and up, and up, that's how the municipalities who give the land or give some taxpayer support or something, that's how they plan to make their money back. So, like, if you go to MetLife Stadium, mm-hmm. I think a bottle of water is like $10 or something, sure. Or $12.
Something stupid, yeah.
I mean, like, why couldn't it be $2?
Well,
but if you buy a $10 bottle of water, you're going to be paying more in sales tax.
Yeah, sure.
That's why.
Yeah. How'd we get here?
I don't know. But no, the point
what?
Being is that, right, the point being is that the amount of money that you're going to end up spending on these players.
Yes. Okay.
There's other ways, and they'll be looking at it analytically about in terms of attendance, how much money is spent, how many jerseys has he sold, you know. There's analytics for that, too.
Certainly. Let's go to Pete, who's in Maryland. What's going on, Pete?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, man.
3 o'clock yesterday, I'm all pumped up. Got my dog on the sofa, some cold beers, ready for the hockey game. And I'm thinking maybe the Capitals just took a bus from the senior center. They look terrible. And Ovechkin and Green and Oshie. I mean, those guys looked lost out there. So I'm fully expecting a Rangers sweep. I will definitely be watching New York. And for Boomer's sake, I'm going to hope they win the whole thing.
That's
and
nice,
real quick, I got one more thing.
Yeah.
The live show.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever think about doing a pay-per-view on YouTube? I mean, I know you're a New York-based show, but, I mean, let's face it. I watch every morning. I'm from Maryland. People call in from all over. Have you ever thought about it?
Yeah, well, we did think about and thanks, Pete. There was discussion about taking the video and then putting that up for a pay-per-view viewing experience for just a very cheap price, but I think the way that the first one went, and not just Boomer, but some of the things I was saying, and then the situation that stream did not get released. Now, I don't know.
We hid the tapes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about the Paramount one, if they had the same type of thing, but there was some talk about. Plus, the other thing is, too, I don't necessarily Do you want that to be streamed live?
No, I don't care.
Like, if you want,
I'm over Esiason, and I'm hammered.
Like, I think part of the charm of that event is that, like, we're letting it loose for the people that are in the audience
and that know us,
yeah,
and hear us every day,
right?
And so, and love what we do, yeah. So I don't know. I just whatever. I mean,
it's not a bad idea.
And by the way, you know, for me personally, it's just a way for me to get through it.
What, the Casamigos?
Yeah, the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you've had a great time the last two times.
I have.
You've had a blast.
Thank you very much. I have.
And we've...
It's been so much better than I ever thought it was going to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I appreciate you, especially you, because you do really get in there and organize things.
Well, I mean, no, it's me, Al, and Spike. It's not just the
Al's involved, too?
Yeah, of course. Me, Al, and Spike, and Izzo, the other one, too. Everybody's involved.
Everyone's in the mix.
Everybody's
Eddie,
in the
Jerry,
mix.
Everyone's throwing ideas out there.
Emily, really?
Emily's good.
Probably the most important person in this whole thing, hands down. Very easily
she works the hardest, she's known the least, but who cares, for she is the reason.
That's right. That is the Emily Pierce credo.
Right.
It's on her office.
It should be.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's another Earth Day tip from Al Dukes. Never leave your car idling when you're sitting in it. Turn the engine off unless you're sitting there with the air conditioning on, because the AC won't work without the car engine running. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Sweat?
Yeah! Happy Earth Day! Make sure you take those Al Dukes tips from 2008. And apply them today in 2024. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We have Jerry Recco's update now. And then after that, the guy who called us on Thursday said he was bringing his date to the Ranger game. Mm-hmm. And if he was going to go to Pound Town and the whole thing, I asked him to call back and let us know how it went. So he is on the line. We'll get to that after Jerry's update. And just a very disturbing story that Boomer just told me in the break about one of the great pieces of Knicks memorabilia of all time that I cannot believe that it went down the way that it did, and it involves a friend of the show.
Wow. That's so, a good radio tease right there.
Sloppy spot. You could not get sloppier.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let's just say there's something missing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Jerry, what's happening over there, man?
We are brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door, and by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, and really not many people have beaten the Rangers this season.
Down to 10 seconds as the Rangers are going to take game one of this first-round series over the Washington Capitals by the score of 4-1.
And that was Kenny Albert on MSG. They scored three times in the second, got a Chris Kreider goal in the third. And 4-1 was the final score. You would think on the surface that they played a good, clean, crisp game. Certainly looked like that. Peter Laviolette says solid, but you know what? We can be better.
I thought that there was a lot of things that we did well in the first period, defensively. Offensively, like I said, they've kept things close to the vest. And so we talked about changing a couple things after the first period to try and get a little bit better.
And they will try to continue doing that so they improve every step of the way. Barkley Goodrow says, we killed off four Washington power plays.
Yeah, it'd be nice to not have to kill that many, but yeah, I thought, you know, we did a good job, limited their shots. There's a couple big blocks in there too, so just a good night for the PK.
And I mentioned those three goals. They scored the three goals in less than 3 minutes in that second period. Rempe, Panarin, and VC all with a goal apiece. Game two tomorrow.
Nice to have five on five goals too, you know.
How about not always on the power play?
That's right.
How about that?
That's right.
Now also Sunday, I bring this up because we're talking about three goals in less than 3 minutes. You had the Canucks trailing the Predators 2-1 after two in the third. Pew Suter scored to make it 2-2. And how about two goals in 12 seconds because they took the lead very quickly thereafter. And so I went and actually watched this on video, too. Same thing with the TV announcers. It seemed like they weren't even paying attention and still trying to reset. Next thing you know, the goal of the puck is in the back of the net.
Have you had a chance to see the crowds at the NHL playoff games?
They're packed and crazy like they always
insane.
Are.
It's insane.
Yeah, no doubt. So they would wind up winning that game 4-2. Dakota Joshua would score an empty net goal after that one to cap the scoring tonight. Gee, your Islanders take on the Hurricanes down one game to none. Here's Patrick Waugh. This was post game one, the loss on Saturday.
The moment where the goalie trip on their defenseman's skate and we have two good shot on net. Could have been goals right there and took a 2-1 lead. But, hey, we came up short. But, I mean, all year we've been resilient, and that's the moment to continue to do that.
And he's expecting that again tonight, down one game to none. We shall see. To the baseball from the weekend, we'll start with the Yankees because they did win. They beat the Rays by the score of 5-4 yesterday. Part of this, or a lot of this, was their fifth inning. They had two out, nobody on, and then all of a sudden, three straight guys would walk. A couple of runs come in, and then
the pitch, Oswaldo Cabrera loops it into right center field. It's down. Verdugo around 30, coast home, Trevino to third, RBI single, Oswaldo Cabrera. The Yankees are having fun with two out in the fifth. It's 5-1 Yanks.
Isn't it fun? Yes, it is. That was Emmanuel Babari.
Good, clean
the
fun. Good.
And that's exactly right. Four runs in the fifth. They would hold on to win 5-4. Alex Verdugo, a big two-run single in this game as well. He says, we got to Savali and knocked him out.
We want to get guys on base, work at bats, get those starters' pitch counts up, and get into the bullpen. And I think today was one of those things. He had us, you know, he was holding us down pretty good, but we kept fighting, kept sticking with it, and then he made a couple mistakes with some guys on, and the boys capitalized.
Eddie, Susan was not barking through that interview. Stop now. That was on, that was actually on Yes. she was interviewing someone else on The Fan. Here was Victor Gonzalez. He was the one that came out and actually got the save after Luis Hill threw 5 2/3 for the win. And Gonzalez happy to contribute. This is through a translator.
The mentality that I keep is to be ready for any situation and keep level head and just try to help my team any opportunity I get.
And that's what he did yesterday as he picked up the save in the ninth inning. So the Yankees 15-7 as they welcome in the Oakland A's, who are 9-13, not as bad so far through 22 games as most people thought they would be. This is a 105 game this afternoon on The Fan. Carlos Rodon, the starts because of Passover, then they go back to the night game tomorrow. As for the Mets, they got blasted in L.A. by the Dodgers and their newest of stars.
The 0-1. Swung on and crushed way out to right field. Marte doesn't even turn. It lands halfway up the pavilion in right field as Shohei Ohtani hits number 176. It's a two-run home run. And he has more home runs in the major leagues than any Japanese-born player.
He passed Hideki Matsui. That was Pat McCarthy with the call on WCBS 880. Kind of cool to be in the outfield and to know off the bat, you just don't even flinch.
No,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder if the person that caught that ball lost that ball after they caught it.
Or was tricked into giving it back for just a signed bat.
Yeah. There's some people that we know that when they get their hands on a piece of memorabilia, they end up losing it.
Yeah.
Oh, is this true?
Yeah.
Oh, it was part of the tease?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
10-0 the final. That was the home run. Then they score 8 runs in the fifth. Here was Carlos Mendoza. What the hell happened to Adrian Hauser, who was just lit up?
Yeah, I thought, you know, for the first four innings, I thought he was okay. But then the last inning, the fifth inning, you know, ran out of gas. Too many pitches all over, you know, the heart of the plate. Obviously, the two walks, two locks. And then for the, you know, the top three.
That's enough. They got killed. That's what happened. Here was Ohtani through his newest of translators on passing Matsui.
Yeah, honestly, I was just relieved that I was able to just get it over with. And I'm just happy that I was able to do that.
And that was on Sportsnet.
You think he has access to the bank accounts?
Probably not. He's this probably one? Tightened his stuff up.
You would hope so.
God, he had better. Jeez. Tyler Glasnow, 8 innings for the win, 10 strikeouts as the Dodgers avoid the sweep and snap the Mets' 6-game winning streak. So I mentioned Pat McCarthy called the Ohtani home run. The Mets' winning streak ends at 6. The Phillies, now one of the hottest teams in baseball, they've won 6 in a row. Here is Pat's dad, Tom McCarthy.
Kyle Schwarber launches one to deep right field toward the pole. It is gone! Second deck home run for Schwarber! It's a Schwarbomb on the Fanatic's birthday!
How about that? Happy birthday to the Philly Fanatic with the Schwarbomb.
It's a Schwarbomb on the Fanatic's birthday?
I don't know. They've won, so they beat the crappy White Sox 8-2, so they've won 6 straight and 7-8, which is why the Mets haven't passed them yet. They've been playing just as good kind of stride for stride with the Mets. All right, we've got the Knicks and the Sixers tonight. Game number 2. The Knicks holding off Philly on Saturday afternoon. Here was Deuce McBride. I always prepare, and I'm always ready, and he played real well in game 1.
I treat every game, you know, as a very big game. You know, whether it's the first game of the season, 10th game, 50th game, doesn't matter. If you have that approach, I feel like it makes these moments easier.
Okay, well, it certainly worked out well for him in this on this day. Now, I thought it would be fun to go back and we don't have any Embiid sound. The Nick Nurse sound we have is at best, and Maxie didn't say a whole hell of a lot. I thought, let's go check out the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast.
Oh, okay.
So I'm only through the first, I literally just had this thought 5 minutes before I came in here.
And this is hosted by our former program director, former brand manager, Spike Eskin.
Yes, and his partner is Mike Levin.
Yes.
I have no idea if he's related to Mark Levin. I don't know. But this is Mike Levin. And clearly, it's bothering him that they lost this game. This is a missed opportunity as he repeats himself over and over to get going.
Had to win that game, man. Had to win that game. Embiid's a plus 15 in 37 minutes. You have to win that game. He almost, you know, looked like his playoffs were over for a little bit there. You have to win that game. Jalen Brunson shoots 8 of 26. You just got to win that game. You just have to.
And I understand what he's saying. Yeah. I mean, you get a lot of contributions, and they still come out on the short end. So I'll go through it, see what Spike seemed pretty level-headed the first couple of minutes. He even made the comment, would have been nice to see the officials calling over the back once in a while, and Spike cuts them off because, nah, they didn't lose because of the officials. So I'll see if Spike went off a little bit because we saw him hammering BT and Sal last week about how the Sixers are 30-8 when Embiid plays. The Knicks aren't that class. Well, we shall see.
Yeah, so, Spike put something out the other day at the end of his show on Friday.
Yeah.
It just didn't seem like his personality. You know, like, I don't know. Hold on. Let me try.
In what way? Like more tame?
Nah, just actually, I sent it to Al. So maybe that'll be easier for me to find that because Spike ends up tweeting a lot or posting on X a lot.
He does. Whatever. And throughout the course of the game, he's like tweet for tweet for tweet.
Yeah, here it is. Another fun afternoons on WIP show. For anyone who has listened or called, thank you. I'm having a great time.
Because he's not here anymore.
I mean, that doesn't sound like him.
No, I can see that. He's probably in that honeymoon phase having a blast being where he wants to be.
But thank you with an exclamation point. I'm having a great time.
You got to remember.
Seems off-brand for our skinny vegan hipster.
But think about the last post we did with Spike. How he got mauled by the New York sports fan.
So you're thinking that's a response to that? Like, let me butter up the...
I think he was received well. And I think people are happy to... No. I think he's happy to be there, and they're happy to have him, as opposed to the treatment he got here from the New York sports fans that told him he ruined the radio station and how much he sucked.
Maybe that's what it is. I didn't think he'd be the type of guy that would respond in any way to that, though. I thought it was like water off a duck's back, you know?
I don't know. That's how I would take that. You could be right, though.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
Huh? I don't know. Not sure.
I mean, is also, is that like, boy, I was miserable doing that job in New York.
That's how I took that.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's a really excited man.
Interesting.
Celtics beat the Heat 114-94, the triple-double for Jason Tatum. We know there's no Jimmy Butler in this game, and Eric Spoelstra knows his team wasn't close.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear. Boston controlled this game from the tip. The very first possession, offensive rebound three. And from there, they controlled it. You have to give them credit.
Yeah, they killed them, basically, the entire game. And you look down, and they were getting whooped pretty early in this game. Clippers beat the Mavericks 109-97. James Harden had 28, Paul George 22. Guess who didn't play? Kawhi Leonard.
Mm.
Sort of. Yeah. Bucks over the Pacers, 109-94. Damian Lillard scored all of his 35 in the first half. Milwaukee clobbered Indiana in the first half. Here was Lillard on TNT. Nice win. Need three more.
It's a long series. There's only one game out of a possible seven, so every game is going to be a different game. But I thought we did a great job of coming out and setting the tone how we needed to in the series without our best player. And this is one down, and that's it.
And I almost got taken by the YouTube algorithm. So I actually check YouTube now for most sound more than anywhere. And so I had the Knicks Sixer highlights were there, and it said 2 days ago. And then there was the Bucks highlights were right there. And then right next to that on the top line was Charles Barkley TNT clowns the Knicks. They're not as good as you think, or something like that.
It was probably 2 years ago or something.
I start rolling. And it was because it was 2 years ago and 2 days ago was the game. I start rolling on it. He's killing them. I'm like, what is wrong with this guy? And then I don't know why I noticed this 2 years ago.
Oh.
Otherwise, I would have brought that in here.
Uh-huh. Oh, jeez. That would not have gone well.
Would have been my bad. The Thunder
ball sack sports.
No, this just being blind 50-year-old. Thunder beat the Clippers 94-92. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 28. You've got the completion of the RBC Heritage coming up this morning, if they're not on the course already, with Scottie Scheffler, a commanding 5-shot lead with just 3 holes to go as he looks for back-to-back machine. Win. He is a machine, as is Nelly Korda, who's won 5 straight. She won the Chevron Championship on the LPGA Tour. That is 5 straight wins for her.
Thank you, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough Studio. Coming up next, we'll find out if that Ranger fan who brought his date, the third date, to Game 1 of Rangers Capitals ended up going to Pound Town after the game or not. He is called back with an update.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on Thursday. We had a Ranger fan call us up, and he asked for our advice on a certain situation as he was bringing a date. It was their third date to the game on Sunday, Ranger game yesterday afternoon. Now, this caused a bit of a stir because there were many callers that were calling up afterwards saying he was nuts to bring her to the game and bring like a real fan there and don't waste all your money on this and everything else. But after we got off the phone with him, we thought it was a great idea. I mean, if you wanted to secure the Pound Town situation, this is a way to do it, especially get her in that building. She is not a hockey fan or wasn't a big sports fan, but experienced the excitement of that. We thought that it was a good idea.
Yeah, you definitely think that she would be, like, especially this particular game, that she would be really into it.
Absolutely.
Pound Town.
So we said, call back and let us know how it went. So Connor in Brooklyn is calling back to let us know how it went. Connor, good morning. What's happening?
Boomer and Geo, oh yeah.
Whoa, oh yeah. Connor. So Connor, the big question is, did you shoot and score?
Well, first things first, let's go Rangers. Let's go Knicks. Good weekend. As for the date, you are talking to the newly elected mayor of Pound Town.
Oh, good yes.
Job. Good job. Man.
There you go. We knew it. Bring the best out in her.
Yeah. It was definitely a good idea.
All right. Perfect. So now you guys are becoming serious. This might be, you know, the story that you tell your children one day, that it all started at a Rangers playoff game.
Right. All got started on Boomer and Gio, actually.
Right. We pushed in the right direction.
That's great. Now, did she have any idea that you had a conversation with us?
No, not at all.
Well,
all right, good. So she's completely oblivious to us.
Right, yeah, I don't think she's listening to any sports talk.
Right. All right, that's good.
That is good for you. And that's going to help in the future, too, when you call us with all sorts of other advice.
All right, so did you end up getting her a jersey?
No, she had a friend that I guess had some Ranger gear already, so she was already hooked up before I even went to meet her.
Oh, was really? That's great. Friend a male or a female?
I think it was a girl.
Okay. All right. Just making sure you don't need this side piece situation already.
Right. Yeah. We'll get used to Ranger tickets.
All right. So 3 dates. Drinks, dinner after the game, or like straight to, pound town? Yeah.
Yeah. No, we went out after. Well, actually, so Thursday night, we went out to a blues club, the same day I called you guys.
Yeah. Yep.
So I thought that was going to be the night to put down the groundwork for the Ranger game.
Yeah.
But we actually, I guess I pulled off more than just the groundwork that night. So I went into the Ranger game knowing that Poundtown was already going to happen.
That's great. Oh. All you had to do was not screw it up. That's awesome,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So good. I was able to focus on the game and focus on her, be a crazy fan all at the same time.
Man, I'll tell you what, man, what a weekend for you.
Right.
Excellent. I mean, what a great weekend.
It's a good Monday morning.
Yeah, listen, we're gonna put you on hold so Eddie can ask you all the questions he wants us to ask you that I'm not going to ask on the air. Because he's asked me like 4 or 5 questions that are just a little bit too much for me to ask you on the air. No, we're not going to put you on hold. Connor, it's tremendous to hear that everything went well. I'm glad that we had a little bit of a hand in this. And you never know, man. I mean, maybe you guys will be at a Stanley Cup final game together during this spectacular run. Thanks for the update, brother.
Right. All right. Take care, guys.
Hey, good for him, man.
I know.
They were in Pound Town. Yeah, we know. We got it.
Yeah, we got a text from Matt on Thursday. And he goes, I'm watching the show. It's too bad Sydney isn't, because having her dad say Pound Town over and over again has got to be a little awkward. Yeah. But anyway, good for Connor. So, all right, this was the other thing that I teased. So this is your story that you told me. So,
all right.
But do you guys, the only thing I'll say to the entry into it, you guys remember when that guy came in or he called us, he said he had the Larry Johnson 4-point play ball. We had him come in, and it was authenticated and everything else, and you were going to auction it off for the Boomer Esiason Foundation.
That's right. Yes.
Okay, so this has been in your possession now for a while.
For about a year and a half, 2 years, yes.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so, I guess you want me to talk about it. So, Tammy Amaker, who works for me, and she handles all of our auction items and everything else, and we've been trying to track down Larry Johnson to sign this basketball.
Right, and he's been at the games.
Yeah, but it's just hard to, he's like MIA. He's always moving, and nobody knows where he is, it doesn't seem like, and all this other stuff. So yeah. Tammy was getting frustrated, and I was getting frustrated. I was like, we got to get this thing signed, man. We got Booming Celebration coming up. We got to be able to auction this off. This would be a great auction item now, especially with the excitement around the Knicks.
That is correct, yeah.
So my CEO, Bob Plansker, took the ball from Tammy and I asked Wally Zerbiak to take the ball, relax, take the ball, and maybe he can have it signed by Larry when he sees him at the Garden.
Perfect. So, you handed the ball.
I personally asked him to do
this. Right. So you handed the ball over to a friend that you trust, hey, can you do me a solid?
Well, my CEO. Yeah. Well, but I handed it first to my CEO, who knew what the ball was. Tammy knows what the ball is.
Yeah.
I know what the ball is. I told Wally what the ball was.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Wally said, okay, I'll be more than happy to help, because Wally's great. He usually helps. He shows up to a lot of different events, and he's a sweet guy.
If anybody can find Larry Johnson, it'll be Wally Zerbiak.
Right, yeah. Right. So we gave the ball to Wally Zerbiak. So Wally Zerbiak, I don't think, really thought too much of the ball. Because he brought it up to the Tao suite, and I guess there's some security personnel that work in that suite, and gave the ball to the security person to say, hey, when Larry Johnson comes up, can you have him sign this ball? Now, did Wally say to the security person it was the 4-point ball?
Did he? I don't know.
I don't know either. But then I find out, here we are in Montreal. It's Thursday night. We're at a place called Gibby's, a great restaurant. And I would recommend it to anybody if you go to Old Montreal. It's a great steakhouse. So we're sitting there, and Bob says, oh, by the way, you know, I got an update on the Larry Johnson ball. I'm like, Jesus, this thing is like a pain in the ass. Like, what? Where is it? And he goes, that's exactly the update. Nobody knows where it is. And I'm like, what do you mean nobody knows where it is? Well, I gave it to Wally Szczerbiak, and on my way to giving it to Wally Szczerbiak, I actually got a $1,500 ticket in Manhasset somewhere because he was on his way to go meet Wally to give it to him at Publicans, and he must have made an illegal turn to get to where he had to go, and he ended up getting a $1,500 ticket because of this.
Okay.
Gives the ball to Wally. Wally takes it in, hands it to some stranger who I don't know, completely, you know, foobars the whole thing and doesn't take anything seriously. So now I got to call Tammy. And I said, Tammy, bad news. The four-point ball is gone. Do we have it insured? And she says, yes, we do have it insured.
Yeah, but I mean, that's now, a one-of-a-kind thing,
though. Yeah, I know. So now I got to call Wally back.
Really boring.
Okay. I got to call Wally back right now and say, hey, listen, you may get a call from an insurance adjuster because they're not just going to write us a check. You're going to have to tell this story. And I think, obviously we'll get involved with these people this morning and see if we can at least recoup some of the money that we believe that we have lost. And, you know, the question is did Wally give it to the guy at the security knowing what it was? And did the security guy say to Larry Johnson, hey, this is your 4-point ball, and then just Larry Johnson leave with it?
Yeah, or did this, I mean, you don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but or did the guy, you know, Wally say, hey, this is the 4-point ball, when you see Larry have him sign it, and the guy's like, wait a second, this is a tremendous piece of memorabilia, like I'm going to go and sell this.
But there's one piece of the story that, you know, it also has to be told. Wally told me on Thursday night when I called him, or when he called me because I texted him, and then he called me, and he felt terrible about it. He goes, I didn't realize that was the 4-point ball. I said, you thought I was just giving you a basketball that had Larry Johnson sign it? Why? I mean, I could have Patrick.
Was that communicated to him or not?
Yeah, 100% it was communicated.
Because Plansker is a guy who doesn't mess around.
No, Plansker's buttoned up.
Right.
And he's even got text messages with Wally that started last year at this time. That's when that started. It started last year at this time.
What a dope.
And then Wally says to me something about, you know, COVID. I didn't see him. I'm like,
COVID?
I said, COVID's like 2020. This is 2023 we gave you the ball.
God. I mean, that just, you know what? That is crushing. To know that that ball now is gone when it was in your possession and it was going to go to a big Knick fan and that money was going to go to the Boomer Esiason Foundation. It was this wonderful story. The guy had the ball, was a listener, and he gave it to you.
And I felt that's
for free.
That's what I felt. I felt sick over the fact that the guy gave me the ball. I was trying to track down Larry Johnson. Like I told you, it's MIA, and dealing with the Knicks is impossible.
The ball's gone.
You know, most of the organizations around here are actually you deal with. And I know that they have the MSG Garden for Dreams Foundation that both the Knicks and the Rangers support, and it's great. It's a great foundation. It's awesome. They do great stuff. But when you're trying to deal with the Knicks, I mean, it's impossible. It's just impossible.
Ball's gone. No one, you're not going to see
so
that.
The question is like, you know, and we told Wally what it was. I think he's claiming, oh, I didn't realize it was the 4-point ball.
It's doing that, what do they call that, plausible deniability thing?
Yes.
Yeah, he's doing that.
I'm not sure about that, so.
What a.
We just have to figure it out.
Wally's not a dumb guy. This is a dumb thing. This is a dumb thing to do.
You know what it is? It's like loose ends, and it's not my problem. And, you know,
I really like Wally, but I'm sick over this whole thing. Because I was a part of this, too. I mean, I was a part of the whole thing, and the guy coming in and holding a ball. There's a picture of us holding a ball together.
Yeah.
And this guy chose you out of all the people in the world to give the ball to because he said he was a big fan of yours and raised money for the foundation. Yeah. And here's Wally Szczerbiak getting his fingers on the thing and just handed it over to a stranger.
And normally Tammy can get the people. You know, I have no idea what happened here. This is like Larry Johnson's MIA. We're not really sure where he is or what he's doing.
Well, he's always at the games, though.
No, well, that I think that was the
the whole
Wally's intention. And that was his idea, that he could go in and he'll be doing a game and he'll run into Larry and he'll have Larry sign it.
Jesus.
And then, but like I said, Thursday night, Wally's like, I didn't know that was a 4-point ball. I'm like, yeah, yeah, you kind of did. You just don't remember it, or you don't want to remember it.
Is there any chance that he kept it himself?
He's
pulling like a Doug Mankiewicz with the Boston Red Sox.
I think if he gave it to the guy at the Taos suite, it's the Taos suite where I guess Larry Johnson goes up there for the Knicks and entertains clients and stuff like that. And, you know, the Taos suite guy put it somewhere, then he didn't care. You know what I mean? It's just like it, when
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.